The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
So we've had a lot of technical things. I love when Al gets mad, Matt. Is that not the best? It makes my day when Gattulo gets steamed, and it's justified. This is not just Al angry. Is it great to watch or
what? It's very funny. It's funny when he gets angry at callers.
Yeah,
I love it. Hey, Joe, did you try gargling with Tabasco sauce? Boom, Gattulo'd.
Gattulo. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. That was great. We timed it perfectly. Unfortunately, Al, what happened?
Because...
So there's a computer situation?
Yeah, when I do the news, after I do the news, at the top of the hour, the computer takes over and the satellite fires up so that we can hear the national news and then our local break.
What satellite? Are we working with a satellite?
Yeah.
Well, we are. We well, I'm very impressed, Al. I had no idea. I thought it was a hamster.
You've been here how long?
Listen. I got to grovel for a hotel room. I didn't know we have a satellite.
So
because I would give up my hotel room and my driver if it pays for the satellite.
Okay,
I understand. So now
the
I
national
understand.
News did not kick in when it was supposed to. The command fired, but something happened. Now, we don't know if that's the internet. We've had internet problems here at the station the last couple of days. So there was a technical issue. That's why we're back late. That's why you didn't hear the national news at the top of the hour. But I don't have... I have no control over anything until 5 minutes after the hour. All right, whatever. Let's just do the show.
He's really bad.
Please. Yes.
I'm just like a little baby teasing my friend Big Al, poking the bear. What's it? Does this happen at home? Does Jennifer know to tease you? Because you're so fun to tease.
She teases you. Absolutely.
Because listen, you're not wrong about this, and I'm sorry that you had the difficulties, but you are so fun to tease.
It's when my wife leaves a pile of dishes in the sink, and then she looks at me, and I go, well, I didn't create the dishes. Why can't you just wash them? Why do I have to wash them? I'm the resident dishwasher.
But you do. You
do. Of course, because I don't like to see full dishes in the sink.
Do you have a dishwasher at the house?
I do. It doesn't work. It never worked. My brother-in-law put it in, and it never worked from day one.
Wait, is this the brother-in-law you don't talk to?
No, it's my wife's brother.
Is this why you don't talk to your brother-in-law?
No, it's my wife's brother.
He broke the dishwasher. I'm not talking to you for 7 years.
Water pressure.
7 years, I'm not talking to you. You broke my dishwasher.
It's not my sister's husband. It's my wife's brother.
How was that going,
sister?
People ask me, I swear to God, I'm sitting with my buddy.
What do you mean, how's it going? I don't talk to her.
Listen to me.
There's no going. It's ongoing.
8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Believe me, there's news. Jim Brewer's on in this hour. You don't want him as Jim Brewer. I'm so sorry. The 9 o'clock hour, this is great. No, this is our hour. We could do this. I'm sitting with, we had a great lunch with my buddy Jerry LaGuardia. Doing a great show June 1st. I'm going to tell you about it. Jerry goes to me like this. I swear to God, he goes like this. I'm sitting at lunch. Al really doesn't talk to his sister, huh?
That's correct.
Like that.
Not fake news.
It's like a topic of conversation now. Al's like just curiosity about Al. And I'm saying, maybe a phone call. Look at me.
No.
If I could talk to my exes and have a nice relationship with the exes, huh? No. With your sister, no? And the brother-in-law you won't talk to either?
No.
Whoa, that's a marvel.
Because I think the guy is a piece of garbage. So I won't talk to him.
But maybe an olive branch?
Nope. There is no olive branch. An olive branch was extended once a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. I will not extend it again.
Is there something you could talk about on the air why there is this dissension between...
No, I'd rather not talk about it. I just don't want to talk to either.
And you and your sister started something happened with you and your sister years ago?
Yeah. She's married to a guy who's abused her. Plain and simple.
Well, yeah, but you can't blame her, Albert. Can you blame her?
What do you mean
you
can't blame her? Well, get out of the relationship.
Yeah.
Why would you be there?
Maybe.
She lost her house because of this guy.
Really?
Yes.
Can you take her in? I'm not saying deal with the guy, but maybe take her
I have discussed it with her, she refuses to, to do anything
Matt,
about
get
it.
Get Henry Kissinger on the phone. Call Dr. Rocker Kissinger.
I would prefer not to talk about this.
Yeah, no, but
thank you.
Yeah, it's family. I'm just trying
doesn't matter. Just because they're blood related doesn't matter.
Two things. 6 years on the radio. I gotta get. I gotta get you talking to your sister. No, number one. Number two. I gotta get you to church. It's a mission and a verb.
Neither the church thing might happen. No! Whether I go, on a regular basis, that's not gonna happen.
Wait.
You'd get me to go to that church once.
You will feel the spirit of Jesus. The spirit of Jesus will overtake your body, Al-Gatula. Al-Gatula, you will feel Jesus in the church.
No.
You will go every week.
No, thanks.
Honey, I got to go. Jack, let's go to church. Oh, yeah. Come on, the whole thing.
No.
The whole thing?
I will go once. Mm-hmm. Once. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. Not if you do that in church. I'm walking right out the door. You start doing that. Even the priest might take you to task on that one.
Cthulhu in charge. You're going to, peace to Christ be with you. You touch me, I swear to God, I'm ripping your throat out.
No, this will be Joe. May the Father bless you and the Holy Spirit. Let's give the sign of me. Right out the door. Bloop. See ya. That's exactly what
I live to irritate Al. I love it. 9/11 with Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. There's a lot going on news-wise, but it is so bizarre. I don't know who to trust or who to listen to. And I try to go right down the middle. You know me, old pragmatic Joe, and we try to make sense of it all. Now you have a lieutenant in the United States Coast Guard who wants to kill the world. I mean, do you make that up? And help me out here. And I turn to you as the friend that you are and the family that you are listening. Why am I suspect of this? It just seems so out of there.
My issue is, why didn't somebody come forward sooner?
Yeah.
I mean, clearly this was a guy who was a mess. He claims that he's white supremacist or whatever it is.
Yeah, they call him a white nationalist. But he wasn't saying these things for the last couple of years. 877-970-2999. Why would they say the word, the catchphrase that they go after Donald Trump about? I'm saying, and I'm sure that this is what it is. This is a nut job they found. Thank God they found him.
Yeah, we're going to find more out today in court.
But why would they say suspect as a white nationalist? That's like one of those catchphrases they use to go after President Trump, and it just seems to be.
Yeah, but Joe, the guy had, I mean, they showed the picture of the arsenal that the guy had in his house.
All right.
And he's looking to do biological warfare and wants to kill all of these different people, and he had a list. He wasn't saying this to other people. See, it's people like that that you have to worry about, because this guy wasn't keeping it quiet.
Yeah,
this guy was saying things to people. And now he was in a position of authority with the Coast Guard? Think about that.
Think about the access that he had. I know. How did they find out? What was the red
flag? Obviously he did something, or to either somebody raised alarm to other authorities. Okay. I mean,
yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And also, we're on this Jussie Smollett story, which is just he turned himself in. That's what we're hearing this morning.
That's correct.
Was it on the news? Did we see? We don't have.
He turned himself in. He's under arrest and faces a felony charge. But I hope that they throw the book at this guy.
Yeah,
and he's prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens in that regard. What happens and why he did that? If he did that, or did his friends, his Nigerian friends, do that? I'm so confused. Confused by this whole thing, and I feel bad that whoever did this, how misguided they are, that they think they have to do this because they listen to the narrative that comes out of the mainstream media and it inflames the fringes.
Right.
And I don't doubt, forgive me, that maybe this is something that is a distraction. What is happening, by the way? And I don't mean to be, I'm just suspect of everybody now. After this Mueller probe, that killed it for me, man. I'm thinking, how could they run 2 years and $30 million when they don't have anything? I could have told you that. And yet I'm paying for it. You and I are paying for it. This Mueller probe. Now, and if the feds go after somebody like a Roger Stone, like a Paul Manafort, look at all the people indicted around Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with Russian collusion. It's collateral damage. It's made up. Whatever they think, it's collateral damage that destroys lives. And we don't even know the half of it. We don't even know how many people were hurt. The names that I hear, I don't want to mention the names. You don't want to put them out there. But within the Trump organization, that got, and then you go after Michael Cohen. Now, he's supposed to testify now. Michael Cohen, they went in. They broke the client-lawyer privilege. How does this happen? I'm so suspect of anything. And when you allow, and the Democrats allow, and the progressive socialists and the communists trying to take over this country allow this probe and initiate this probe to go after this president because they have such disdain for President Donald J. Trump, all it does, it dilutes everything that the DOJ stands for, everything that the FBI stands for. And they don't care. Why? Because it's going after Donald Trump. And I like that Bill Barr's in, the attorney general. He seems like a decent individual. And something tells me, and I hope to God it's true, that Attorney General Barr will wrangle all of this. But they got one. The Mueller report's coming out. It's bogus. I don't care what they say. They could tell me, and listen to me, this is me talking. They could say Donald Trump took $10 billion from a Russia oligarch, and he it's in his bank account, and that's what we're going to see from the tax returns. I don't care. Next. The president's doing a great job. Next. I'm telling you, that's what the country's going to feel. They think, what are they going to do, take him down? They're just so obsessed with it. Everybody's got to stop, you know, and then everybody's in court. Roger Stone is in court today. It's the money that we're spending on this, and it gives no credence to something that is really serious when it happens. Like, if indeed this is true about this lieutenant in the Coast Guard trying to take out all these people, that's something to get worried about. How about the terrorists? And my hat off to the president, and that my hat off to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for not allowing this gal from Alabama who joined ISIS, who had a baby, who had two husbands in ISIS. Now she wants to come back home. You know what? You stay the hell out of the country. Don't even think about it. And that girl was born in Hackensack, New Jersey. And you know how I watch the back of everybody from the state of New Jersey. You do not come back into this country. And if it was not President Trump as President of the United States, that guy would be back in. And they're going to forgive these people that joined ISIS. 800 or so and more fighters that are going, trying to go back to Belgium and to France and to London. And you watch Europe accept these people in who fought for it. They were beheading. They were burning people alive. These are war criminals, and they should be tried. And Donald J. Trump put that out there and said, you have to try these people as war criminals. And I'm telling you, if it was anybody other than this president, and I'm not saying anything pro-Trump, but I'm just saying that he's doing the right thing. Anybody other than this president, okay, just let them in. Well, you know what? They're saying they're sorry. They're saying, no, they're war criminals. This is Nuremberg, and they should treat them in the exact same way. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. Albert, tell me about this school bus in Jersey carrying children with special needs.
Yep.
This is a big story. She was so out of it, they had to revive her.
She was on heroin. They had to give her Narcan to revive her.
She's, I mean, this driving is a woman. Now,
think about this. She's driving a school bus yesterday in the snow with special needs kids on the bus, and she needs to do heroin before she gets on the bus. How insane is that?
Yeah.
So Lisa Bird, the police alleged the driver, she was high on heroin. She drove through a stop sign yesterday in Newark on 14th Avenue. 12 special needs students are in the car. It's not just one kid. There's 12 kids. So apparently when the bus hit the tree,
yeah,
they had a reviver with Narcan. A witness there said he jumped on the bus. She was kind of holding her fists out. He had to put the car in park, shut the bus off,
yeah,
and she's holding heroin in her hand.
She had heroin in her hand?
She had heroin in her hand, allegedly.
Yeah.
Throw the book at this woman. Put her away.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
I know.
The snow.
I know.
I mean, come on. This is insane.
With special needs kids. Terrible. Al Petula here. You know what? Let me go to Andrew real quick, and then we're going to bring Jim Brewer to the airways. Hey, we need Jim. We're going to laugh a little bit with the great Jim Brewer momentarily. Let me go to Andrew in Jersey. Good morning, Andrew. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Jesse Smollett. He's a good actor, but a terrible casting director. He cast two dark-skinned Nigerian guys to play white guys. And also, I have a tip for you with your righteous act of getting Joe back with his sister. Invite him to church, and unbeknownst to him, have the sister.
Oh, do it at church. Do it at church, Andrew, huh?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, that's two for the price of one. Talking about Al.
Not you. You talk to your sister.
Carol. Carol's my girl. Yeah, she's my... Right. And when she's... I shouldn't say she's my older sister, because she looks younger than I am, but she's my older sister, and I defer to that. You defer to your older sister.
She's my older sister.
But
I don't defer to her.
So maybe Andrew's right. Maybe you bring your sister to church when we go to Clark.
That's not going
to
happen.
Come on, that night. Just not the brother-in-law. I understand the brother-in-law. I would be ticked off too. Patience for that.
Hmm? No.
Never say never. In Jesus, all things are possible.
I will see my sister again, probably at my mother's wake and funeral.
Oh!
And then I'll see my sister again in the lawyer's office when they're divvying up the funds and all that other nonsense.
Of which
all the grandkids are getting, according
brutal,
to my
this
mother.
Guy, huh?
What's
huh?
What's brutal? I'm being honest. I really don't want to talk about this, but it irritates
you and it makes me happy.
It irritates me because my sister is an educated woman who should be responsible for the things that she has done, and she is not. She allowed her mortgage to lapse. She went without a job for a very long time.
Right.
My brother-in-law decided to try and live off the government dole, and what did it cost them? It cost them their home.
Yeah.
It cost them their credit.
Oh, boy.
It cost them a lot of things.
They need
including
you,
her dignity.
They need
including,
you.
A lot of other things, and yet she stays with this guy. I don't get it.
Jesus will save you.
No.
Go to church.
She goes to church. Jesus ain't saving her. So, sorry.
It's a work in progress, Matt.
Nope.
We got a lot of work.
Not.
We got work in front of us. Debbie, I need your help on this. I need
Called love. It's called love. She's in love with this guy, and that's the
She's in love with a guy who has mentally and physically abused her.
Oh.
So that's okay. That's
Debbie,
okay.
Debbie, you're right, though. Yeah.
Women, not for me.
Sometimes go back to abusers over and over again.
Yeah,
it's just,
it is. It's an endemic problem. It's a terrible problem. And it's so you got to just, you're right. Love is it, and Jesus saves all.
Love.
So we got a lot of work, Deb. I need your help on this one.
Love is
I need St. Debbie on this one, baby. Come on now. Come on. We got to work on now. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know what? Jim Brewer is going to join us momentarily. Jersey
I love
Boy.
Him.
Oh,
he's
the
so
best.
Funny.
He is so funny. He's at Bergen Pack. You do not want to miss Jim Brewer in concert when you get a chance to see him. And he's at Bergen Pack, and Jim will join us momentarily. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Debbie out there, St. Debbie. He's the angel of traffic.
I'm not a saint at all. No, I am far from it. By the way, I saw Jim once at Citi Field. I know he's a big Mets fan.
Oh,
so
he is like Mr.
That.
Met, the number one Mets fan
that.
For sure.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. 921. Deb, how are we doing out there this morning?
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. Over on the Jackie Robinson westbound at Metropolitan Avenue, it's an accident. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly. LIE East at Douglaston Parkway. Some earlier problems cleared. Whitestone Bridge into Queens. They finally cleaned up two separate accidents there. And the inbound GWB upper level reopened. It looks like you had some icicles that were falling earlier, and they had to close the upper level, but everything open and moving along fine at the GWB. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 25 in. Holland, about 20. Some earlier problems on 287 North, getting up toward exit 37 up past Morristown. They've been cleared. Grove Avenue is closed at Dilwood Road over in Metuchen. That's all due to a pretty serious accident right at the intersection. And you're still okay on the southbound thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge, 684 southbound. As you get down toward Golden's Bridge, watch out for a collision over there. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, I have Dr. Errol Toulon, Charles Daniels, Dr. Keith Taylor, and their distinguished attorney, Rocco Avalon. The reason we're here is because of a story that came to our attention about a possible cover-up in the Department of Corrections.
There are many occasions of downgrading and or the providing of misleading information. One common occurrence of an incident downgrade is when an inmate is the victim of a slashing. The incident is annotated as a fight and the altercation or dispute. Instead of the incident being classified as it was, a slashing, the incident would be annotated as a fight in the appropriate logbook, although the evidence clearly revealed otherwise. Issues of this nature were seen and annotated all the time.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 924, Jim Brewer coming up. I wanted to tell you about the Perillo Piscopo Italy tour. You know, Steve and I have put together this whole, I have to give credit to Steve. Steve put this whole thing together. He said, Joe, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? How do you want to do this? We've been working on this for a long time, and I was dying to announce it on the air. And then we announced it. We said, hey, we're going to make this happen. 888 Perillo. You call, boom, we sold out in 2 weeks, just like that. And now we had to add a second bus because more people, and that's selling out rapidly, too. So you want to call 888 Perillo. We want to see you there. Frankie Five Boroughs is going. But when Steve put it together, I said, Steve, where do you want to go? You know Italy. Steve called earlier in the 8 o'clock hour from Rome. I said, well, you know Italy better than anybody. Where do you want to go? And Steve comes up with 11 days in October. Sorrento, Capri, Florence, Venice. My home province of Avellino, Pompeii, and then Roma. And I'm going to be performing at this beautiful, you heard Steve say, classic hotel right in Rome. Steve's going to just sing some Italian songs. It's going to be great. It's going to be intimate. It's going to be close. I am here for you. We went on and on. Who is Joe going to take? You know, I thought maybe I'd take Carol Alt. She bumped me for Andrea Bocelli. I got bumped. What am I going to tell you? I said, well, should we go with this? Who? Myself. I'm going myself because I'm giving myself to you. All right? Because we are family together. 888-P-E-R-I-L-L-O. 888-Perillo. Ask for the 2019 brochure full of Italy vacations. And now Hawaii, too, by the way. Now, the first 10 callers today will receive a bottle of Botticelli Premium Italian Extra Virgin Olive Oil. That's one per household, okay? Botticelli is the art of Italian flavor. So check with your travel agent or go to PerilloTours.com. But once this tour, this next section of the tour, once it's gone, it's finito. So we want you to go too, please. I'd love to see you. PerilloTours.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe on the radio. It's 927 with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer. And Jim Brewer's coming up on the show. We're going to talk to Jimmy performing at the Bergen Performing Arts Center, which is a great venue. It's a great venue over there. And we'll be talking to Jim about that. I love the way Jim Brewer, by the way, Matt, you and I were talking about. He's done so many things. He steps up his game. And, you know, when I talk to him and I see him, and I don't want to mention the town he's from in Jersey, but he's like there. He goes to the firehouse and he performs at the firehouse to raise money for the local fire department, which is great. You know, he's that kind of guy. And then he was on the MLB Network. You saw that, too?
What a life, man. I mean, he's a metalhead. He gets to open shows with Metallica. He's a big Mets fan. He gets to go on MLB Network all the time with Brian Kenny, Matt Vasgersian.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? I have right here. This is only me. Jim just texted me. I keep trying, but it goes to a busy signal. Only us on the show. So you know what? Can we hook my phone up? Can we try to call Jim? Do you have Jim's number to call back? Can I give you that number right now? We'll do that. All right? All right. Do you have this number right here?
No, he has our call.
I hope he doesn't mind. Here you go, Matt, our producer, and thank you so much. Here is the number. There's the mobile number for Mr. Brewer. Why don't you write that down and give him a call? He's trying to call. Is there satellite problems perhaps with the phone, Albert? Is that
no,
what's happening?
I don't think there's any problems with the not phone. Right, it's just our satellite.
Not right. Is there another number that he could call? Did you get number C? This is when Frankie goes away, because Frankie has that special 212 number that you could call.
Yeah, what, absolutely.
This is not the number.
Well, we're not going to give that out over the air.
Well, but we could give it to Jim. Did Jim have it? Does Jim have it?
I don't know.
I like when people call on time like that. I always appreciate that. So, and Jim's going to call us momentarily. Jim Brewer from Saturday Night Live and doing so very, very much. Now, don't forget, tomorrow night I will be in Staten Island. Right. You're invited to go. A lot of folks are going to this event out there. I'm going to give you that information tomorrow, okay?
Very nice restaurant. What's
the name of the restaurant?
Angelina's, I believe?
Yeah. It's a great restaurant.
But you got to get your tickets in advance. You can't buy them at the door. So.
You got to get the tickets in advance.
You have to buy them in advance, right. You can't just show up.
So. All right, we'll be there. All right, we got Jim on that. We got Jim on the radio now.
We're getting him. Got to put him on hold, so...
Unbelievable. Okay, you know, we only have seven people running everything in the room behind me, and we can't seem to get it. But I want to find out exactly. Oh, there he is. Hey, Jim, I got you. I'm so sorry for the technical difficulties. You know, it's like a cup and wires, man. I mean, what am I going to tell you? It's like, you know, we're doing the best we can. Thanks for joining us, man. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How about you?
You're doing great. It's just busy, man. It's busy. And I was just saying to Matt, our producer here, how you just keep going, and I do the same thing. And now, and I want to talk about everything that you're doing, Jim Brewer, Bergen Performing Arts Center, your comedy, your residencies that you're doing. But you, every time I walk around Jersey, man, and I'm going down Route 24, they go, hey, Jim's going to be at the firehouse. He's going to be at the firehouse on Thursday night. I love that, man. God bless you for doing that, man.
Well, you know, you live in a community. You gotta, you lift each other up. One for all for one. It may not be publicized and all that, but yeah, when Phil the fireman goes, "Hey, we need a new rescue truck," and we're trying, like, "Hey, let's do a show. We'll make bagels that night. We'll charge X amount. You guys go get a new truck." Ah, oh, really? You do that for me? Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Hey, Jim, are we still...
Chester Fire Department showing up in a Toyota Camry getting me out of my house when I soap out a flight of stairs.
It's so true. Jim, is Billy's Bagel still there? Is that guy Bill? Remember Billy at the bagel shop right there? Is he still there?
Billy?
Yeah.
Billy's shop is now... Henry bought it. This guy, Henry. Henry! Help me out here, Henry. We are trying to... But it's the same crew except for Billy. Billy left years ago, but it's the same exact place. And I have to say, every time my kids leave, they travel the world. They come home. All they want to do, oh, God, I got to go to that bagels, Chester Bagel, Dad.
I know, man.
We go to Chester Bagel.
I know. We have sandwiches named after us, man. It's like, that's amazing.
That's right.
You know, I love it.
I go in there. I go, let me get the Joe Piscopo. what else you got?
Turkey,
there?
Turkey Swiss, and honey mustard. That's what it is over there. I swear to goodness gracious. And then I walk in, I see the Jim Brewer up there. Hey, Jim, tell me about, first of all, the residency on Long Island, and now you're coming to Jersey. Do you know you and Billy Joel, the only two performers that have residences? And then your story, your Billy Joel story, when you went up and Billy asked you to sing.
That was fun.
That one of the best radio stories ever. Jim Brewer, that was it.
You were the first one I told that story. You caught that story raw. You caught it the next morning, standing in the street while my kids were yelling at me. And I say, see what a great moment this is, Joe? No one cares. It's over. Life continues on. No one cares that we are in Santa Ana. No one cares. No one cares. Kids are yelling. My wife's yelling at me, put a sticker on the garbage pail so they take it.
for recycling.
No one cares. Yeah. Hey, you were 20,000 people last night still singing. Yeah, well, now I'm getting yelled at. So my wife put a sticker on the garbage in the middle of Chester, New Jersey, while 10 below zero. And the guy knocked my freaking mailbox off for the eighth time, and I got to go up there, and they look at me like I'm nuts. What do you want me to do? He knock it off. How you know he knock it off?
Because it's so funny.
40 feet down the road.
Oh, you are so funny. And I think the recycling thing's a big scam, Jim. I really do. They go, you have to recycle this. You have to recycle. Somebody's making a fortune off of that, man, when you put the recycling sticker on and put the things in the one separate, you know, little basket out there. It's ridiculous, man. But we do it.
I stole a sticker once.
What?
I used to have a neighbor. Doesn't live there anymore.
Yeah.
And I would always come out and wave hello, and they would never say hello to me. Like, who are you? I come out, I say hello, and you don't wave, or you live across the street from me. And then one day, I'm like, I'm out of stickers. You go, oh, all right, non-waiver, guess what? I'm taking your stickers. And their garbage wasn't taken. I really enjoyed that day, I'm not going to lie.
You stole the guy's stick. You're the best, Jim. That is so funny. Hey, Jim, tell me, only Brewer, man. Jim, tell us about this Metallica thing, this Metallica World Wire Tour, where you do the Light It Up pre-show party. This is one of the smartest show business ideas I've ever heard. Did you come up with this?
No, this was Metallica. They are brilliant. And at the end of the day, I've known these guys for a long time. They're like, listen, Jim, nobody comes to see a band open up for us. It's a bummer for the band. It's a bummer for us. You know our audience. Create a show. Bring some people and just give them a fan experience. So I go up. I do about a half hour. I got a DJ. We do game shows. We do trivia. And they keep them entertained until Metallica comes out. It's been the greatest gig I ever had in my life. I'm not even kidding you.
But Jim, you're playing like 20,000. They have at least, they play to 20,000, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been like 18,000, 20,000. It's literally like diffusing a bomb because everyone shows up. Hey, what? What is this? Who is this guy? Give me my machete.
How do you wrangle 20,000 Metallica, headbangers? Right? I mean, that's got to be so strange, man.
It's definitely it's awesome. You know what it is? Remember, you used to go to the circus.
Yeah.
And the one guy come in with his big dumb top hat and his bull whip, and he's got six lines around. You're going, one of them lions are gonna get you, bro. That's what I am.
But so Metallica comes to you. Jim, Metallica came to you. This is so cool, man. You sat down with the guys at Metallica, huh?
I am down with them, and I've known them for a long time, and I've done things for them before, and it's always worked out. So this was a bigger scale, and I'm super stoked. And like, God, we wish we can bring you to Europe, but we're playing stadiums. Not going to work in the stadium. I'm like, yeah, no, I agree. I don't feel like playing in front of Argentina. So how's everyone doing tonight? We got kids. You guys got kids? I got a minute. Kill them. Metallica's going to be up. No throwing things. Not
Brewer,
cool.
Brewer
not
in front cool. of, Brewer's open for Metallica in Argentina with 50,000 people. Yeah, that'd be a little rough. Jim, tell us about the residencies at the Bergen Performing Arts Center, which is a great theater, by the way. That's so cool you're doing that. And I'm going to give the dates. You got to check out Brewer, man. You got to see Brewer live, man. The guy's he's a maniac. He's hysterical. He's brilliant. It begins April 12th. Second performance already. Look at you. June 29th, another
Crazy.
Performance. Tell us about the residencies. I love this concept.
I love it, too. It started with Long Island, and I do comedy stories and more. I tell a lot of stories. Do stand-up. I have videos that play. And a little over a year ago, I had cluster headaches thinking about it. I said, are you crazy? I'm not going to – you know how many shows that is? You know how many tickets that is? We're going to be fine. Are you – and now I've done 13 straight months, thank God.
Wow.
And now Bergen Pack, I have to say, I played there for the first time a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, my God, I want to film my special here. I love this place. I did really well. You know, you play certain places, make creative.
Yep.
That place. And the fact that they offered it to me, I'm not going to lie to you. I keep going, oh, God, am I going to sell tickets?
Yeah.
But we're doing really well on both shows. And then hopefully it'll keep going. And if anyone's going to go, I don't do the same show twice. So don't worry, I'm sorry. No, you're always going to see a different show.
You know what's great, Jim? And we appreciate you jumping on with us, Jim Brewer. But when you post things online, it's great because you do little hits of what you're doing. You're absolutely right. Something different every single time. It's a great concept. Yeah. I don't know how you have people doing that, but it's great. But I want to give you the dates for Bergen. This is the Bergen Performing Arts Center. It's April 12th. Second performance is June 29th. What's your website, Jimmy? JimBrewer.com?
OfficialJimBrewer.com.
Official Jim Brewer.
Everything's on there. Yeah. Anything you want to find is on there. I'm getting ready for Facebook Mets videos. I know you're a Yankees fan.
Oh, look out. No.
You're Mets.
I did, Jim, and I'm gonna let you go, man. I know we're running late, but listen, right. They go to me. They go, Joe, the Mets won the World Series. Would you go on and would you do this Let's Go Mets video? They know I'm a Yankee fan, so I go, you mean I could go on? It was at Shea. I could go on the field at Shea. I could meet Darryl Strawberry, Ron Darling, and Lee Mazzilli is there, and everybody. And you go, yeah, sure. I took my kid, and that's why I did it. Now everybody thinks I'm a Mets fan, but I'm a diehard Yankees fan. But I have immense respect for the Mets. You are the number one Mets fan. You're the guy.
Well, I don't know about that, but I definitely bleed blue and orange, and hopefully we'll meet each other in a series, and then this time I won't have to go through such a heartbreak again and watch Jeter hit the leadoff. There's a leadoff home run here in game 3.
I know. I love
and
your.
Mike Piazza's thrown out, and here's another disgrace in Metland. Oh, this is great.
Jim, you're the best, man. We love you, man. And we're going to be checking you out at the Bergen Performing Arts Center. Listen, I'm going to probably see you around town, too. I'll see you probably around your hometown over
Chester
there. Yeah, man. Chester Bagel. We'll go. I love you, Jimmy. And listen, I'll see you real soon, my friend. God bless. Well, check it out. Bergen County, the Bergen Performing Arts Center. It's a Bergen pack. It's called Jim Brewer Live. You don't want to miss that. Piscopo in the morning. Whoa, 9:39. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
37 degrees at 9:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City is agreeing to pay over $5 million to the feds for fraudulently obtaining FEMA funds following Superstorm Sandy. The Manhattan U.S. Attorney is announcing a settlement with the city following a lawsuit against the Department of Transportation for seeking reimbursement from FEMA for vehicles that were not damaged by Sandy. Prosecutors claim the more than 100 city vehicles on the list were not working long before the 2012 storm, and the city made no effort to inspect its cars. The Job Creators Network is letting everyone know they're not happy with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The group has put up a billboard in Times Square that reads in part, "Amazon pullout, thanks for nothing, AOC." The organization is talking about Amazon's recent termination of a planned HQ2 in Queens. A release from the Job Creators Network says that Amazon pulled out because of anti-business politicians, notably Ocasio-Cortez. This, they say, will not only cost the area $12 billion in economic activity, but will also cost 25,000 new jobs that would have paid an average salary of $150,000. Alfredo Ortiz, JCN president and CEO, says the Amazon pullout is a perfect example of what we've been saying. Socialism takes and capitalism creates. In sports, college basketball, St. John's lost 78-59 at Providence. Seton Hall lost 70-69 to Xavier. And as you heard right here on The Answer last night, Syracuse over Louisville, 69-49. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take a ride over to 684 southbound, slowing down into Golden's Bridge. It looks like an accident still being clear from that stretch. Tappan Zee Bridge is moving along okay. No problems to report. It's kind of busy at the Whitestone Bridge. Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens. They're doing some ice removal. Had that earlier at the GWB. Looks like some icicles falling from the cables at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens. So the right lane is blocked. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Traffic is still moving slowly on the westbound belt by Kennedy Airport and the northbound Van Wyck slowing down, getting up toward Jamaica Avenue. Let's see what's happening on the A and the C train. Still seeing delays there. Delays as well as you head over to the Gladstone branch, New Jersey Transit, the Morris Essex line, still suspended between Summit and Gladstone. Port Washington branch of the LIRR, expect delays as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhay with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999. I apologize. I will go to the calls momentarily. I did want to tell you about Balance of Nature. You know why? Because it will make you feel better. And you will. I'm telling you, you're going to just feel an immediate difference with Balance of Nature. I did. And I'm assuming that you will as well. Because you know what? All it is, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And I've been telling you about Balance of Nature for a long time now. Dr. Douglas Howard came up with this concept about fruits and vegetables in a capsule form. It's antioxidants. And then I went to Frankie Five Boroughs. I said, Frankie, what's going on? He said, this is great. I talked to everybody in the sales department. They said, you got to try Balance of Nature. And I've been on it. And then my doctor called. I'd love that my doctor calls. Dr. Carr calls. He goes, what's with Balance of Nature? That sounds exactly something I could give to my patients. And I love that a medical doctor is hip to this. Dr. Douglas Howard is a medical doctor. Came up with the concept about Balance of Nature. And it's fruits and vegetables. And to me, antioxidants, it's energy, and it's a wellness. Plus, like last night, I told you last night, I was like running around like a man. I was trying to navigate through the snow on Route 78, get into the stadium. Getting into the station here, and I'm going like, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. I just popped a couple more Balance of Nature just to even it out, just to fight this, because the stress will break you down. Balance of Nature fights that for me, and we want you to try it. Okay, Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code The Answer for 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature, and have it shipped for free, or go to balanceofnature.com. But please be sure to use the promo code The Answer, right? Good health is only a phone call away. 800-2468-751. Promo code The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? The vast majority of the population is on social media, shopping. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Too, as well, if we can. It's okay. We got it. 9:45 with Joe on the radio. Yeah, so I just wanted, because when somebody sends something to me, it's not retweeted on my Twitter account, and I'll show you how to get into there. Hey, Jim Brewer's great. This is a great picture of Jim Brewer you put up there. Maniac Jim Brewer. We love him. Hey, can I tell you about Route 22 Toyota? I know. Okay, I'm telling you about Route 22 Toyota all the time. Now, I'm telling you to call right now, and I'm going to give you, I'll give you to 951, okay? 855-621-9949. You have got to try this out because you're getting something for free. First five callers, next 5 minutes, it's for free. It's a multi-point inspection, or you'll change your filter. Joey, I heard you talk about it. I know 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers from Alex Cancella. We know that, but this is the morning that you can call 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. I like it because when you go to Route 22 Toyota on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, you don't have to deal with dummies. Alex is there. Carmelo is there. Chester is there. Wendy, Shoya there. How Shoya helped my sister out. Come on. You got to go to Route 22 Toyota. It's our family. Iggy is there. There's no back and forth, no pressure, no hidden fees. You do not have to waste time dealing with dummies. And now this from Route 22 Toyota. The first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy. .com Studios.
Hit the trumpets, baby. This is John Cena.
Oh, this is your guy. This is your generation's Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. I said this off the air. What Sinatra is to you, John Cena is to Matt Conklin. The guy is my hero.
There it is. Have you met him?
I have.
Yeah, we'll get very him on nice the air. Get him on the air, John Cena. And he does films and everything, and this is your guy. This is your guy.
Does he do
Fly Me to the Moon, though, Matt? I mean, if he had to, he could, right?
Absolutely.
And then we go to Charlie Finch. This is our generation's Frank Sinatra today. Charlie Finch, Professor, how are you doing this morning?
Well, Joe, based on your previous guest, I guess pot is already legal in Jersey.
I don't know.
Now, on this Coast Guard terrorist, remember the guy in the trailer in Florida? Remember Christine Blasey Ford? Have we heard from them lately?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
And Big Al,
your
Star Trek costume. Worf, are you wearing blackface as a white guy if you dress up as a Klingon? Don't covet anything, people. Go Trump.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. 9:48 with Piscopo in the morning. I've got to go. Al, you're going to kill me. I know. I want to go to this next gentleman. He's a longtime listener.
Inactive juror.
You're standing by to Cthulhu, everybody. Let me go to E. Frank, who's been so dedicated to listen to the show. E. Frank, sorry to keep you waiting, brother. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes, good morning, Joe. You know, I called this morning because I'm in disagreement with what our great governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo, passes legislation. He passed the reproductive health care bill, which became a law now. You know, I'm a fourth degree withdrawn Knight of Columbus. You know, I belong to a knighthood like Catherine Middleton or whatever. You know, I'm withdrawn from the organization. We're not an aggressive organization. We're a fraternity that helps protect unborn children. And what Andrew Cuomo did was unjust for pro-life groups in the state of New York and throughout the country. He just jumped into politically and signed that into law without, I mean, I understand women have the right to choose, but that's not right for individuals who have pro-life sentiment for the unborn. He did not look into that, and he is an honest Christian Roman Catholic, and he did not really look into the fact that there are people and groups in the state of New York that are pro-life and do not support.
E. Frank, let me ask you, do you think that Governor Cuomo should be excommunicated from the Catholic Church?
I'm going to be honest with you. It's a long process. My pastor has told me that there has to be a lot of evidence to prove that a person can be excommunicated from the Catholic Church. And in my opinion, he should not.
Yeah, thank you. E. Frank,
he can always repent of his sins.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that forgiveness. E. Frank, great call. Great call.
He's
thank you.
He's a fifth removed Knight of what?
Knights of Columbus now. Come on now. That's a great organization. We're going to go to Debbie, but I have to tell you, a lot of people have hit me up on Twitter, and I don't even touch it because it's such a touchy subject about what Andrew Cuomo did with the abortion situation. And then they go after Cardinal Dolan, who I absolutely love. I love Cardinal Dolan doing a great job in the politics of the Catholic Church. You want to talk about that? Forget about it. Cardinal Dolan's doing a brilliant job, and in my opinion, should be the Pope. But people have gone after Cardinal Dolan. They've gone after Andrew Cuomo because of this abortion situation. And then they want Andrew Cuomo excommunicated from the Catholic Church. But what about forgiveness? Debbie, right? I mean, you're supposed to – it's all about forgiveness, so it's a tough line to walk. But people are adamant about it and very, very upset with this governor. And the for Cardinal Dolan not being hard enough on Andrew Cuomo, Debbie, you know?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I don't agree with Cuomo. I mean, to me as a Catholic, he should stand up for the unborn. It's kind of sad. Not that he should be excommunicated. I just think it's a sad situation.
Yeah, right. I agree. I think we all agree. 9:51. Debbie, always love having you with us. Thanks so much for doing such a great job. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970 The Answer. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening now with the LIRR. We're seeing delays on the LIRR Port Washington branch, and this is all due to an issue with a broken rail. Looks like the A and the D train still seeing some delays, having some door problems. Hempstead Turnpike by Emerson Ave in Levittown. Looks like one lane is still blocked because of a down pole. It's kind of busy right now at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens because of the icicle removal. Again, icicles falling from the cables at the Whitestone Bridge. Definitely want to steer clear of that. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. The FDR Drive South slowing down now through the 90s. It's an accident as well. The inbound side of the GWB looks like about 10 minutes in. Again, we had some ice falling from the GWB earlier, so be careful. Heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's about 30. And the Holland's still about 15 to 20. 287 North, except 39. An accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh says a lot has changed in 9 years.
The United States of America hit a milestone. We flew by, we breezed by $22 trillion, our gross national debt. To just remind you about how so much has changed, 2010, I go to Congress.
You know what the debt was back then?
$13 trillion.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, on AM 970. The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Every email you send is branded, attaching your name and support to that company, Gmail, Yahoo, AOL. Do these companies uphold your values and your belief system? There is a conservative email service that believes in the values of the individual, and that service is our sponsor, Reagan.com. Align yourself with an organization that stands for the same principles as you and those that Ronald Reagan upheld. Visit ReaganPrivacy.com and join the Reagan Revolution, showing your values with each email that you send.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Untreated surfaces will remain quite slippery for a while this morning, mainly outside the city. Otherwise, after a cloudy, cold, damp start to the day, clouds will give way to some sunshine. Breezy, much milder this afternoon. Today's high, 53. Partly cloudy tonight, low 35 in Midtown, 28 to 32 in many suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a little cooler, high 46. Saturday, mostly cloudy, high 44. Rain will arrive Saturday night. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. Did you get your MyPillow too? When I tell you these things, I know, no, stay with me, stay with me. You've got, Mike Lindell goes out of his way to do the MyPillow 4-pack. This has come from Mike himself. I'm in the studio here. Mike comes up with these ideas, you know, that makes it easier for you to get a MyPillow. So what I tell you here, you got nothing to lose. You got to try the MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You go to MyPillow.com, you'll get MyPillow 4-pack, which is that it's two premium MyPillows, right? Two go anywhere pillows. Then this free shipping. And then when I tell you got nothing to lose, you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Are you kidding me? And when I went, just as an aside, 5 minutes before 10 o'clock, I just want to tell you, I got the mattress topper for Paulie. Paulie always helping us. My Paulie Pillow, we call him, because he's always giving pillows. But he gets a MyPillow. He loves the MyPillow. Paulie helps out the family. He's a great cousin. I go, Paulie, what do you want? He goes, well, I want the mattress topper. I go, oh, great. I said, what size? He goes, queen. So I go online just to see. So when I tell you, I can tell you how easy it is, and it is. You go to MyPillow.com. They make it so easy. Put the promo code AM970 and boom, I got a great deal on a MyPillow on the mattress topper. But now Mike is offering you this exclusively for listening to AM970 The Answer and Piscopo in the Morning, the MyPillow 4-pack. When I tell you, you have two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, and free shipping, and then you have a 60-day money-back guarantee to boot, you got nothing to lose. Here's the number, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. 0798. Don't forget, please, the promo code AM970. Again, you're driving, you're getting your morning started, you're flying through the morning. Please remember this like I do, MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. I got to go. I'm just, people call, I hold, I don't talk to them. I got 2 seconds. Let me go to Joseph, if I may. He's and thank you for listening, and you call. Joseph's been a long-time listener. Joseph, we got 2 seconds, but I wanted to get you on the air. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
I think they should excommunicate him. You know, he was married before. He's an adulterer, and he's in bed with another chick. What example does he set, Joseph?
Jeez, wait. Joseph, thank you. Thank you, but... You know, not the guy you should ask that question.
Yeah, really? I don't know if you're going to be leaning on that side of the argument. Yeah,
you know, not the guy to answer those questions for you, Joseph.
How do you really feel, Joe?
No, wait. Oh. No, I don't know. Not.
Yeah, huh? What? Carol Old texting you again?
I don't understand the adultery thing. That I don't understand. I'm so blindly loyal. Mm. I've told you, I've always done that. But being divorced... Once, me being divorced twice in the Catholic Church, you know, I guess you're not supposed to get divorced. So I don't hold that against the governor. And I don't know about being the private life.
Well,
I don't
he's not
think
married
about.
To this but other
when
woman.
When you're in an executive, chief executive position, and I know Andrew for many, many years, right. And you're going to allow a baby to be born, and then you're able to kill that baby after it's born, that's murder. That is called
correct.
Murder one.
That's
and
correct.
I don't, I have no patience for.
Right.
I don't know. I told you this 1,000
Who
times.
Who has patience for that? Nobody should
well,
have patience.
Well, the Democrats,
for that.
Wow. The progressive socialists. Right. Trying to take over down and what happened in Virginia, and that governor of Virginia should be out on his butt because of what he did.
The
with
citizens
that.
Don't want him out there.
Yeah.
So
we got a lot to talk about tomorrow. We'll get into it all. And listen, I love that you get fired up, and thanks for letting us get silly. It's just part of the morning. Matt Conklin, great job. Appreciate you staying with us.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah, listen, you come back soon, and Brian's in tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, but you're going to be here anyway, right?
I will be here.
We appreciate that, Matt. Don't want to work without you. Charles, thank you very much. Dean, great job. Al, I love you, brother. I love you. We'll get you to church. Yeah, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, Mike Gallagher's coming up. Now go out and make it the best day ever because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
37 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Brooklyn community demanding an investigation after a driver nearly hit cars out front of a school. Just released surveillance video shows a car traveling on the sidewalk to go around parked school buses in Borough Park. The buses were dropping off children at the Vincennes Cheddar School. The video shows the driver nearly strike a young kid before speeding down the sidewalk. NYPD says they are looking into the incident. And it's not too late to place your bets on the Oscars. Regulators in New Jersey are allowing state sportsbooks to accept bets on this Sunday's Academy Awards. It's the first time in the U.S. legal sports bets are being allowed to be taken on the Oscars. Nevada gaming officials have prohibited Oscar bets in Las Vegas. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.